Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Tell us what keeps you healthy and happy while you're being an entrepreneur on eBay at 888-RADIO-30 again. That's 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us.
Listing ditch? That's where my listings end up in a ditch.
It's a last ditch listing. Last or ditch. A listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. So I got the domain name. I think it was listingdish.com. I
had to look it up.
I got something like that. And we're going to put the people up there who get a five. And you liked the towel. We sent you the towel.
Yeah, towel's fun.
And so from now on, when we do a listing dish, if you get a five, you're going to get an eBay Radio dish towel.
Yeah.
And they're really for framing. I mean, you can use it to dry your dishes if you want, but it's going to say that you received five tureens, that you had your listing dish.
Shouldn't we sign these? You and I should sign
these. Well, I was thinking of sending you a bunch to sign.
Yeah,
we're only going to buy like 10 at a time.
Yeah, and send them up here, and then I'll ship them back.
Oh, terrific. Thank you. We appreciate that. We'll do it.
And I'll use each one once to wipe the dishes.
No, you will not use it for anything.
It'll have dish DNA.
No,
she says. So I guess I crossed the line on that one.
We didn't have Audrey do a pop-in.
Oh, well, that's, you have to call her.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to her. Maybe we'll interview her or something.
Yeah. Find out what's going on in that head of hers.
So, Griff, I know you don't read my Lee's List entrepreneurial tip for the week.
How do you know that?
Because I think you probably don't.
You're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So today's was something that I brought from my old seminars I used to do in the 70s and 80s called From Wimphood to Womanhood.
Wimphood.
To womanhood.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Those were we were trying to get women to understand more about how business works and everything. So what I did was I talked about when you're in a slump in your business.
Yeah.
Business owners are either wallowers, speed bumps, or race cars.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
The wallower sinks into the abyss and spends time to, woe is me, sometimes alone or now with a campaign on social media, along with an earful or two for their friends. You've seen this happen before, right? They're, oh my God, my sales are awful. They're woe is me-ing all over the internet, all over Facebook. Then they call
their friends. And it's all your fault, Griff.
Yeah. Oh, you hear a lot of that.
Well,
The speed bump. This is all what happens when you're in a slump or when things go wrong, okay?
Yeah.
The speed bump goes into a business coma. Choosing to spend time regrouping, they might watch TV, they might dabble in their hobbies, or they nap till Tuesday.
Yeah.
Some race cars might make a momentary pit stop at woe is me and or at speed bump in a bubble bath for 30 minutes, but they get right back on the road. They ramp up their systems, they find the zone when last they profited. And Griff, I'm not judging. I've wallowed, I've speed bumped, I've done it all. But what I normally do, my MO is to do it for a few minutes and then get the heck off of the pity pot and go on and do something that's going to make you some money.
Okay.
So just, you don't want to be a speed bump and you don't want to be a wallower. You want to be a race car.
Race car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sometimes it's not easy.
Oh, of course not. But if you think of all the time you waste, if you take a 2-3-4 day woe is me party, you're missing valuable time in your life.
Am I?
Life is short, honey.
Yeah, now, it's pretty short.
Now, you need to do all these things, take the bubble baths and work on your hobbies, just to be a well-rounded person in life.
That's me, well-rounded.
Okay.
Literally,
but
well-rounded.
You don't need to jump to that for 3 or 4 days when you're in a slump.
No.
You need to get with the program.
Yeah, but okay.
Go ahead.
Our advice is not for the clinically depressed. You don't say these things to clinically depressed people.
No, you don't.
No,
and I get that.
Right.
I do get
that. So this is just for those who, you know, occasionally have...
A slump,
right.
Or, well, some people... Listen, Griff, some people who are not clinically depressed have slumps a lot because they allow themselves to get into them. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pity for a few minutes, but then get out of it and go on to do something positive.
Right.
It sounds so cliche. I know it does, but it works. It really works.
I know, but...
We're not talking about clinical depression here.
No, I just want to make that clear because as someone who has been there and is there, that's not what works, so... But I just had to say that. That's all.
What does work for clinically depressed people?
Just being there.
Just need
no
to get
advice.
Through it. You need to get through it.
No advice. Do not give somebody who's in the middle of a episode of clinical depression, if you know they're clinically depressed, do not give them advice. Do not tell them to snap out of it. Do not tell
because
them to
can't.
Get their cry. It's actually the worst thing you can say. Worst.
And so what do you say? Griff, let me know if you need anything, sweetheart. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Can
I get you something?
Yeah. Can I wait on you hand and foot?
Well, you
like
can do that regardless.
I get it.
That goes without saying.
We understand that.
Yeah. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. So. I know. And I don't want those of you who have suffered from clinical depression to feel guilty if you don't do these things.
So yeah. No.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
And I think knowing that they're one of their hosts is... suffers from this, and I've been very open about it, you know, probably helps, so.
Are you taking your meds, babe?
No, actually, I had to stop, but I have other things that I do now. I had to stop because it was contributing to my bleeding.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Okay.
But I'm okay.
All right.
I have a regime.
So I guess we kind of have two themes going today, International
really
Women's
exciting.
Day and
International Depressive Day.
No, health, you know.
Health,
keeping your health good for,
health.
And I'm so guilty. And, you know, and I'm thinking today, I mean, I cut down 50% of my food, so I maintain my weight now. Great.
Yikes.
I'm overweight, but I maintain it.
That's a lot to cut down.
No, well, when you go out to dinner, we eat out all the time, Greg.
Yeah, that's true.
They
we
give
do,
you
don't
too
we?
Much food.
Why is that?
I don't know. In the United States, we get too much food on that plate. John and I have begun to share. A lot of times we'll get one entree and we'll share it.
Sure.
But even then, I've noticed I'm a little person underneath this.
Oh, you are.
I need a whole lot of food, so I cut down 50% of what I was eating.
And, you know, going back to being an entrepreneur and that stress and not taking care of your health, stress can cause you to overeat. So, and did you know that when you're tired, when you're overtired, that a body's reaction is to overeat when you're overtired? So it becomes a vicious cycle.
And did you also know that some people are really thirsty when they're hungry and they don't know the difference, so they eat?
I did not
read
know
a
that.
Whole article about this. Some people do not. They think that they are hungry, but they're really just thirsty.
Yeah.
So the next time you feel hungry, especially at night after you shouldn't be eating, drink something. You know, a glass of water, a glass of diet, whatever you drink.
Yeah.
Because that'll help too. So yeah, we got two themes going today. You got to be healthy to be a good entrepreneur. What's the use? You know?
This is really true. People ask, well, what does this have to do with selling on eBay? Well, if you're going to be in top shape, which you have to be, if you're self-employed, you should be holding yourself to a high standard like you would any of your other employees. So you're your own boss. You have to boss yourself around a little bit and make sure that your health is good, or you're not going to be able to do the things you need to do.
Are you still enamored with Elton John?
Well, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I admire
him. You got over
him.
It, maybe.
Well, no, I think he's had his best days. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say this. Please, Elton, don't get all bitchy on me if you're listening. He's not, so we can... But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's my age. I think, you know, he was a great writer. And then I think it got kind of formulaic and, you know, to me, after... what do I want to say? I don't remember. I stopped really paying a lot of attention. But anyway,
our favorites.
No,
anyway.
I think some pop composers just write. I mean, who doesn't love Lennon and McCartney? But, you know, as much as I love Paul, I mean, the last 20 years.
I agree.
I mean, what is, I've listened to it, but what.
What is that all about?
Right? Yeah, and that's not, hey, look, you did great stuff. You did more stuff in your. That period than, you know, anyone could ever dream to do. So that's great.
Well, the
that's
reason fantastic. I brought up Elton John is there is an item that includes two tickets to the Stars' Wonderful Crazy Night show on April 30th.
Where's that?
Las Vegas. No. As well as two round-trip tickets to Vegas from anywhere in the continental United States, plus a two-night stay at Caesar's Palace. And as of early this morning, there were 25 bids from 10 bidders, at a high of $4,650, and the auction closes on Sunday, March 13th, this weekend. All proceeds benefit Point Hope through eBay for Charity U.S. So I just thought maybe, you know, for $5,000, you might want to go see Elton John, but probably not.
Somebody is going to love to do that, yes. They'll have a great time.
So just for you listening, the item number is 2015-2944-7114. Again, it's 2015-2944-7114. A great gift idea to give somebody who loves Elton John. That's too bad. I was going to buy you the tickets.
No, you weren't. I would. No.
Too bad. Oh, well.
No.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no.
I'll have to give you something like a Sailor ashtray again or something.
I think that's a... I love that Sailor
Do
ashtray.
You?
French. It's French, and they're, I don't use it for cigarettes, but I use it for coins on my entryway table.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that.
That's absolutely true, too. Well, this open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We want you to call here on eBay Radio.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 360.
Your pictures on eBay can be worth much more than 1,000 words. Cindy Shevely is a certified education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller, Clover City. Her first advice on taking great pictures?
The first thing I would say is if your camera is more than a few years old, I would consider upgrading your camera. The new cameras have so many new features built into them and available to use that your camera will make you look like a professional without much learning effort. So that would be my first thing that I would say is consider upgrading your camera.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Celebrate International Women's Day with us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. Hey, I had something interesting happen
this
last weekend. So I've been putting up things besides clothing and shoes. I have some collectible kind of stuff that I'm unloading. And one of them was a framed, it's hard to explain, it's a framed assemblage of a specially reproduced mini poster from the 1966 Shea Stadium Beatles concert. And an unused ticket stub from the concert, and then a note from Sid Bernstein, who was the promoter behind these concerts. And this is a known collectible. He came out with these in, I believe, the 80s. I can't remember exactly when. And it was a way for getting rid of all these unused ticket stubs from a Beatles concert, which was not as well attended as the 65 event. And I think the reason was given that it was right after they had made John Lennon had made the statement that the Beatles are more popular than Jesus Christ, and there was kind of a mini backlash. So anyway, these are collectible. They've been out for almost 25-30 years, and I had bought one as an investment way back in the day, and I said, well, I don't want this, I'm not going to use it. So I sold it, but I put it up with the best offer, and I researched the price. And there is an interesting thing that can happen with best offer. This item kind of sat there for 2 weeks. And then out of nowhere, I got like four offers in one day. So what do you think I did?
What did you do?
I took the best offer.
Well, of course you did.
But here's the thing that was surprising is that one of the guys said, hey, you didn't respond to my offer. And I said, well, no, because there was a better offer. And I took it. He said, but if you countered offered, I probably would have. I said, yeah, but there was a better offer than your initial offer. And I'm sorry that.
And it all came in at the same time.
And they all came in at the same time. So I took the best one. That's what best offer is. I mean, it's always going to be risky when you make a best offer, make it your best offer.
You know, coincidentally, we just got an email a few minutes ago.
From one of the guys?
Diana from Loomis, California, known as Grammy Lou 7 on eBay. Yeah. I have several items with make offer. Sometimes the buyer does not pay for the item for several days.
That happens.
I'm supposed to mail the item the next day.
No,
what happens
not.
When buyer does not pay on time? Will this affect my top rated seller status?
No. The shipping clock does not start until you've got payment. So if you sell something, whether it's best offer or an auction or a fixed price where you're not requiring immediate payment, until the buyer pays, the clock is on hold. So it doesn't. You don't have to ship the next day. You ship when the payment is made, then the clock starts. So if it takes three days for them to pay, and they pay on the third day, then that day they pay is the day that starts your shipping clock.
Even on best offer. Okay, best offer. Okay. Yeah. Also, this person had two buyers lately who didn't pay at all after she accepted their offer. No reason given.
Yeah, it happens.
She canceled the sale, but she doesn't know what feedback to leave them.
You can't leave negative feedback.
She said,
for
I
buyers.
Hate to leave negative feedback, but
you can't.
Also don't want to leave positive.
You can't leave negative feedback for buyers.
Grammy Lou 7, I hope you learned a lot out of this one today.
Yeah. So here's my recommendation, because I do hear about this. I got some really nasty email from a seller about unpaid items or something. I'm just going to tear eBay apart over this. Here's my advice. I don't use best offer for $10, $20 items. That's ridiculous. And fixed priced and sell it. Best offer, I think, works best for items that are of highly sought after. There's some demand for them, and over a certain value. Now, that who knows? It could be dependent on your category. But for me, I don't use best offer for clothing or apparel. Ridiculous. I just, here's my price.
And when someone does says, will you take? I say, well, not now. Thank you for your offer. Not now. But I may put this on sale. So put it in your watch list. And if I drop the price in the future, you'll know. But for right now, no, I don't take best offers on my apparel. But for something like a $400 collectible, yeah, I'll put best offer up. And for, I think what happens in a lot of cases, depending on your category, is that someone's going to make an offer for $20. They're going to forget about it. They say, well, it's not worth it. You know, I was just, you know, fooling around. But when you're up above $100 or $200 and you've got a best offer, you know, it's
a little different.
It's a little different. And I've never had a best offer for a collectible that I've accepted where the buyer didn't pay for it within 24 hours. So make sure you're using these tools correctly. I highly recommend against using best offer for low value items. Now, that's me. You can disagree with me. Maybe for you it works. But for me, I don't see the point. If best offer was designed so that upon acceptance, immediate payment was required, maybe. But even then, I mean,
it's too much hassle, in my opinion.
How many Tommy Bahama shirts are there on eBay? Really? You want a best offer? Here's the price.
Yeah, but you may be looking for that right one.
Right. And if you really want it, then just buy it.
Already.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean to. I would never have this conversation with a buyer. Never. But I'll have it on the radio show. The shoes are $35. Will you take 33?
75,904 listings for Tommy Bahama on eBay.
There. I made my point. Thank you. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.